بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we will begin a new chapter that deals with al-iddah or al-adad or the waiting period when a woman is divorced or widowed. Because we know that there is a waiting period, she is not allowed to marry except it finishes. And it is not fixed, it varies. So we will go through this chapter inshallah and try to benefit from it as much as possible. Hadith number 320.
Narrated, Subay'a al-Aslamiyya, who was married to Sa'd ibn Khawla, who was from Bani Amir ibn Lu'ay, and he witnessed Badr, who happened to die in the farewell Hajj while she was pregnant. A while after his death, she gave birth. After she got pure from a postnatal bleeding, she beautified herself in preparation for proposals. Abu Sanabil ibn Ba'akak, a man from Bani Abdul Dar, saw her and said, "Why do I see you beautifying yourself? Are you hoping to get married? By Allah, you won't get married until 4 months and 10 days pass." Subay'a said, "When he said that, I put on my clothes when it was evening time and went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him about that. He gave me the fatwa that I have become halal to marriage when I gave birth and permitted me to get married if I wish to do so."
Okay, this hadith, I think it is clear. First of all, what is meant by the iddah? The iddah is a waiting period that a woman, whether divorced, separated, widowed, or seeking khul' from her husband, has to wait before she gets married again. In this hadith, the iddah that we are talking about is the iddah of what? Of being a widow, of death that resulted from the death. Now, Sa'd ibn Khawla, if you remember, mentioned this name in a previous hadith. Anyone remembers? Yes.
During a time when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was ill and he don't want to die in Mecca.
Yes, that's very good. It was in the chapter that we studied when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, may Allah be pleased with him, was sick in Hajj, in Mecca, and the Prophet visited him, and he was afraid that he will die, and he asked the Prophet, "Should I give a will of two-thirds, of half, of one-third?" And then the Prophet said, "Sa'd ibn Khawla is the poor one who died in Mecca and was buried in Mecca." His wife was this woman that we're talking about, and she was pregnant at the time when he died. Now, we know that from the Quran that the iddah, the waiting period for a woman who has become a widow is how many days? 4 months and 10 days. And this is mentioned in chapter 2, verse 2, 3, 4. But what happened was that she was pregnant and she gave birth before the 4 months and 10 days. And Abu Sanabil, who saw her preparing herself before the 4 months and 10 days ended, told her that you can't get married until you finish the iddah period, which was described in ayah 234 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So she went to the Prophet ﷺ to investigate, to learn. And this shows us that the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, used to give fatwa in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. But he would approve it or disapprove of it. And when she told the Prophet ﷺ about what he had said, he told her that he is wrong. As long as you have given birth, then you are able and capable of being proposed to and married. And this is what the scholars differed upon. Why? The ayah 234 is very clear that a widow should wait 4 months and 10 days before getting married. But ayah 4 in Surah At-Talaq, chapter 65, Surah 65, Allah says that those who are conceiving, those who are pregnant, their iddah is over once they give birth. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. Those who are pregnant, their iddah is finished when they give birth. So scholars differed, but the most authentic opinion is what the evidence shows, and there is no regard to any opinion that goes against the Quran and Sunnah. So if any scholar says no, this or that, we follow only the Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of Salaf, of course. Why there was a difference of opinion? Because as you've seen, the ayah 234 is clear, 4 months and 10 days. And that is why some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ said that if a woman is pregnant and her husband dies, what should she follow? The 4 months and 10 days or delivering? Some companions and some scholars followed that opinion. They said she should follow the furthest of the two. Meaning if she's pregnant and the husband dies in the morning and she gives birth in the evening, she should still wait 4 months and 10 days. But if she is in her third month and he dies, she should wait 6 more months until she delivers. But this is not the most authentic opinion. The hadith is clear. Once she delivers, she is capable of being proposed to and get married. And this means that if a man dies in the morning and 5 minutes later his widow gives birth, this means that her iddah is over. In the afternoon or half an hour later, she can get married again. Of course, the marriage cannot be consummated because of her postnatal bleeding, of her state. But she can get married on the same day. Also, if she was divorced, if a man divorces his wife while she's in the labor room, and after he divorces her, she gives birth 5 minutes later, and she leaves in the evening and she gets married in the evening to another man, no problem. And there are a number of issues that are connected to the issues of iddah. For example, when a man dies, does the marriage contract become void? Some schools of thought say so, which means that once a man dies, his wife should wear the hijab. She cannot touch him. She cannot see him. And this is definitely not correct. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ told us that if a woman dies, her husband can wash her. And if the marriage was not valid anymore, that would not be the case. And Aisha said, may Allah be pleased with her, if it were to us, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, none would have washed him except us, the wives of the Prophet. Asma bint Umays, the wife of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with them all, she washed Abu Bakr when he died, which means that the marriage was still valid in the sense that she can see him, wash him, and he can see her and wash her. But if a woman becomes widow and she gives birth after her husband died, in the evening, can she wash her husband? Why? Because now the iddah is over. She can marry anyone and she is not related to him because she gave birth on the same day or just minutes before, after his death. Okay, now let us go back a little bit in time and discuss the types of iddah. There is iddah for a woman who is divorced, revocable. How many times of divorce is revocable? 2 times. And there is iddah for a woman who has been divorced, irrevocable. Is there any difference? Yes, there are a number of iddahs, by the way. The longest of all can be the iddah of a pregnant woman, because this exceeds 4 months and 10 days. If her husband divorces her or if her husband dies, she has to wait all that long until she gives birth. The second in length is the normal iddah for a widow. A man dies, how much is she ordered to anticipate and wait? For how long? 4 months and 10 days. And then we have the iddah of 3 monthly cycles. And this is applicable when? In the revocable divorce, the first and the second. He divorces her once, she is obliged to wait 3 monthly cycles before they separate and she can go her way and marry if she wishes. So this is in normal cases. What about if she does not have monthly cycle? This is what we will learn after the break, so stay tuned.